that kind of brown medicine they used to put on cuts?
Iodine.
All right, and what did they used to give as a tonic for malaria?
It was iodine base. And
starts with a Q.
Well, you're thinking about the powder, quinine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they give iodine base of liquid measure to liquid fluid.
You might say of someone who had recently died, nobody has yet figured out
what he had.
Or what he...
What was his disease, or what he died with,
Good.
Things like that.
And the place where people are buried is called a...
Well, the burial ground, or cemetery, or garden, memorial garden.
Mm-hmm. And the box people are buried in is a...
Well, some of them are still called boxes, and then coffins, mm-hmm. caskets.
And the ceremony is called the...
Funeral dirge.
And when people are in black, you say they're in...
Mourning.
And if I ask you how you were feeling and you were feeling about average, you'd say,
Oh, just fine.
Good. And,
Let me give you one there now.
Mm-hmm.
This was before my time. I'd be with Dad and I was a boy and meet him by day. How are you, Miss Tilden?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, thank you. Not at all, thank you. Now, this come from Georgie. And he was meaning that I'm all right.
Uh-huh. That's a strange way of saying it. I never heard that. Not in my part of Georgia.
I heard that old TV, I believe it was yesterday, the day before, made me think of Dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's unusual. What did they call the severe sore throat that children used to get? It would make them choke up and they'd die of it.
Let's see.
You get a shot for it now.
Diphtheria.
That's it.
And strep throat.
Mm-hmm. And what is the disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have
There's another name for that too, but right offhand I don't have it.
If you have your appendix taken out, what do you have an attack of?
Dr. Phobos, he wanted the money.
Okay. And if something you eat doesn't agree with you and it comes back up?
Upset the stomach and I got to throw up and vomit.
All right. Is there something worse than that to say? A really crude term for it?
I don't know.
Is there a joking term for it?
I imagine there, but right now I'm not thinking.
All right. And if you...
So what is it?
Why, people say puke sometimes.
Oh, yeah, puke. Now, I didn't think of that.
Okay, and they say things like lose your lunch and toss your cookies and all kinds of silly things like that.
I told you I wasn't thinking.
Okay. If you had to vomit or throw up, you'd say, I'm sick where?
At my stomach.
Okay. Now, to change the subject, when a boy starts to pay attention to a girl, he's going over to a house, you say he's doing what?
He's playing up to her. He wanting to date her and all like that.
And he is her what?
He is her friend, sweetheart, sweetie, financier, things like that.
And she is his?
Just the feminine name of it, same thing.
All right. And if he comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been...
flirting, kissing...
And if he asks...
Oh, that made me think of the boys that worked at the shop that wasn't married, and some of them was married, would come in there, you know, been out with a woman, got lipstick on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they done on those white shirts?
Mm-mm.
They'd fool around and get ink on it.
Ah, cover up
that. That cover up that.
That's clever. Mm-hmm. If he asked her to marry him and she didn't want him, you'd say she did what?
She jilted him. She... Let's see, there's another term there. She... What is that modern term now?
I don't know what you'd say. Turned him down, I guess I'd say.
Turned him down, but this, I'll think of it after.
Okay, let me know if you think of it. And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding is the...
He's a...